That brings us to the seerah that we were discussing. Last week we discussed Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the next few minutes we have, we discuss now inshallah Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha and Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, these are also the two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were married to two sons of Abu Lahab. If you recall the tafsir of Abu Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab we did, Surah Lahab. So they were married to two sons of Abu Lahab, Utba and Utaybah. Both of these daughters were married, and the marriage was not consummated as yet when Allah Ta'ala had sent down verses of Surah Lahab, Tabbat Yada, and Abu Lahab commanded his two sons, and of course his wife Umm Jamil, they commanded the two sons that now you must divorce the daughters of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and if you don't do this, it'll be haram for you to stay in our house. Both the sons, they obeyed their parents' desires and wishes, and they came and they divorced the daughters of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala married to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Then after some time they made hijrah to Abyssinia, and if you would recall the seerah, we discussed the whole incident when Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala goes with Uthman radiallahu ta'ala to Abyssinia, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is worried about them. No news, no information regarding them has come to him. They had departed, some days have gone by, there was no SMS, there was no WhatsApp, there was no communication, there were no phone calls they could make. After some time, a woman came from Abyssinia, she had traveled there, an elderly woman, and she informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, that she had met both of them, Ruqayya and Uthman in Abyssinia, and in a very nice way, very gentle way, she had seen Uthman radiallahu ta'ala dismounting Ruqayya from the camel, and Rasulullah got very happy on hearing this news. He said, may Allah be with both of them. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh, it is mentioned that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is the first person after Lut alayhi salatu wasalam to have emigrated with his wife and family. So once they're in Abyssinia, then she gets a son by the name of Abdullah, and he passes away when he was 6 years old. So 6 years old, he passes away. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that when he, second year of Hijrah, he goes to Badr, battle of Badr takes place. At that time, Ruqayya becomes very ill. Uthman radiallahu anhu initially went out to Badr, Nabi Karim sends him back, go look after your wife. Subhanallah. So he's busy tending to his wife. She passes away on the very day when Sahaba were victorious in Badr. Nabi Kareem sends Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, his adopted son, go to Medina and give the good news to the Muslims that we are victorious over the Quraysh. Usama bin Zayd also didn't take part in the Battle of Badr because he was also looking after Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala, and he was busy making the burial arrangements when he heard someone saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Usman asked him, Usama, what is it? So when they looked, they saw Zayd bin Haritha coming, riding Rasulullah's camel, and he brought the news that the Quraysh were defeated. Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala was only 20 years old when she passed away. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with her. Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala, of course, I mentioned, she was married also to the other son of Abu Lahab. This was her name. And when she was divorced, in a very bad way, Abu Lahab's son Utayba divorced her, but Utba, he just divorced Ruqayya. Utayba comes forward and he issues a divorce, and then he says, I reject your religion, I divorce your daughter, I do not like her. He then attacks Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he tears the long robe that Rasulullah was wearing. At that time Rasulullah curses him, and Rasulullah says, may Allah impose upon you one of his animals. It was on the one occasion where they had a trade caravan going towards Syria. He was with them, and they stopped at a place called Zarqa. Abu Lahab and Utayba both in the caravan, and at night a lion comes and begins looking at the faces, sniffing at them, and then he sees Utayba, and immediately he pounces on Utayba and the lion kills Utayba. The lion disappears from there, and was not found. Nonetheless, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, after the demise of Ruqayya radiallahu anha, obviously a man cannot marry two sisters at the same time, so after Ruqayya radiallahu anha passed away, 6 months later, in Rabiul Awwal, second year of Hijrah, Nabi Kareem gets her married to Uthman radiallahu anha. And she remains with Uthman radiallahu anha for 6 years, and they have no children, and then she also passes away in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if I had 10 daughters, I would have given them one after the other in the marriage of Uthman radiallahu anha. Therefore he was known as Zulnurain, the possessor of two lights, that is the daughters of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand. May Allah subhanahu give us the love of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, every single Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us hidayat. May Allah forgive us for all our shortcomings. Inshallah, next week we will do Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, if Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.